The NFL selects Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The NFL draft gets underway in Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited.
Right here in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
The week of the draft.
I just hope it doesn't make us look bad. That's all.
We need to continue to ramp up our sense of urgency.
Next thing you know, you have another guy that you feel awesome about.
The Packers are one of the toughest teams to nail down in the first round.
The depth of this class outshines the star power of this class.
Mykal Williams.
Finished immediately and slung down by Mykal Williams.
Maxwell Hairston, the corner from Kentucky.
Throws down the middle of the field. Maxwell Hairston, big time pick.
There were plenty of spots you couldn't put Shamar Stewart. Teams want to roll the dice on talent.
Down he goes. Shamar Stewart on the sack.
In terms of Emeka Abuka, a professional receiver.
Caught in stride, Abuka touchdown.
And we'll look at the focus and concentration.
Wow. I am a huge Hunter Waller fan. Any safety who hits like that, I'm going to be a fan of you.
Hit, dropped, and guess who made the lip is Hunter Waller.
So Green Bay, you're on the clock.
Welcome to my house.
I just don't know exactly what they feel like they need the most right now.
If they're not better this year, there's going to be a lot of seats warming up.
I think they're one marquee player away.
With the 23rd pick.
They needed receivers in the first round and not done
this
it.
Has to be the most important draft of Brian Gutekunst's tenure.
Yeah, I think it's time that we start competing for championships.
The Green Bay Packers select.
Welcome to my house.
It's my house.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field on draft day 2025.
That music just gets you fired up.
It does. Thanks again to Chris Canty and Evan Cohen for spending some time with us and going through their memories, especially Chris, of draft day.
And before
process,
we get into
your pick,
the draft and who's your notepad guy, what do you make of this when players come in here like Cam Ward? Oh, there ain't blank to do in Green Bay. It's cold as blank out here. I can't wait to get out of here. It's only here to get drafted. I think Wisconsinites take that stuff to heart, man.
Yeah, we don't appreciate
we
that.
We want
to good thing he's not going to be the Packers quarterback.
We want people – well, he would change his tune if he was. We want people to enjoy our state. Yeah. We are people pleasers by nature. I think we are very – there is a
– we want to be liked, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I just – and you saw it. I'm not going to get into other names of people. It's like, oh, this is – you know, everything is just like an old cow town or all this other stuff. It's just not – that is not the case, and it does irritate us, and it shouldn't. And I'm not going to let it, but I don't like
it. Sounds
that.
Like you're letting it.
Well, I don't like that. I don't.
So when did he say this?
I don't know. I just saw Dove tweeted it. So take that for what it's worth. And if it's not what he said,
love
I'll
Dove.
Apologize. But
no, I'm guessing that's probably what he said.
Yeah. And listen, man, I get it. Not everybody. This isn't everybody's cup of tea. I get that.
So I think if you listen to Johnny Montage, Jesse Nelson – and what he played earlier in each hour, or Riley played it, there's the clip of Rob Domofsky
very
way
nervous.
Back when saying, I just don't want us to look bad. As I have watched this unfold, and obviously I agree with you, tonight it's going to be great.
Yep.
And there's going to be lots of people here that are going to be very excited.
Yep.
But I do think that for those of us that played, in your case, or covered this team, or are just Wisconsin people, you know, we look at this with through a very romantic lens, right? And you heard Chris Canty talking about as a player coming here mm-hmm. and the history and the mecca of football and everything else. But I think if you are a football fan who is coming here for their experience, you've been to Nashville, right? You've been down, what, is it Broadway that is the
it is,
line
yep.
of honky-tonks? Like,
yep.
We're not competing with that here. There's not bachelorette parties don't make plans to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin every year for their bachelorette parties. This is not that. And so I do wonder what kind of numbers we're going to see of fans here and how much when your team is not on the clock, what folks are doing for fun. I do worry about that.
I'm not going to worry about it. I think.
But you're bothered by Cam Ward.
No, it paints a narrative that I don't like. And that doesn't mean I'm worried about it. It's irritating. But No, the bottom line on it is I think we're probably, as sports fans, I've asked this question numerous times because we get the Giannis is going to leave because it's a small market. The Brewers can't compete because it's a small market. Oh, we're the smallest market. We're pretty blanking good. And I think we just need to put our chest out. And if you don't like it, tough luck. Tough luck.
I think we are sensitive for sure.
For sure.
And we do want people to like
But I want
here.
Us to start saying tough luck. That's what I want.
Like your guy Jocko. Good. There's not enough stuff to do here. Good.
It's like that author that I'm going to read that I was stuck in the car and I couldn't get away. Let him. You want to sit here and cry and pout about, oh, there's nothing to do. Let him. I'm going to do what we do.
So the flip side of that, and I know there have been players that did not like it here because they're 24 years old and single and they want to be in the big city. They want to be in Miami. They want to be in New York. Mm-hmm. They want to be in L.A. But we have heard players many times over the years say – It's like college. I love that it's all football.
Let me ask you this.
I don't know how many mean that.
I'm not going to argue with you. There is no doubt there's guys that get drafted here that want to be in Miami.
Tucker Kraft is at the other end.
A.J. Dillon was at the other end. But what I will ask you is how many guys that leave here end up flourishing somewhere else and not coming back to retire here?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Almost nobody. So – yes, as a young 21, 22-year-old, maybe it isn't until it is. Mm-hmm. And if it's about football and having a career and having all of the things, you're going to be fulfilled. And that's a positive. But I get it. I understand it. But I'm not going to play into the narrative anymore. I'm done with that.
So do you remember, guys, because you've talked about this, and this is one of my favorite things about the NFL, it's so many guys from so many different backgrounds, economically, socially. One can have grown up on a dairy farm. Another one grew up in the inner city.
Slurpee in one hand, a pretzel in the other.
And you find a way, I guess. You find a way because that's what teams do, right? There's the connectivity. Do you remember guys who were miserable here? You don't have to say who they were.
Yes.
But guys that were miserable that this did not have that type of lifestyle.
Yes, and I don't think they got to their full potential either.
And you think they would have had it?
I don't know.
Like, I guess my question is, if you're in Miami, there's also a heck of a lot more distractions that prevent you
Las
from reaching
Vegas.
Your
Go ahead
full
and look.
Potential.
There, yes, and there is, I think you need to, and this is where people say with Goody or Ted, Packer people. And what that means, it's about football.
Mm-hmm.
It's about community and football. And if your top priorities aren't that, you're going to have a hard time making it anyways, and you're going to have a really
right.
hard time making it here. So I get it. I understand it. But now more than ever, when you're talking about being only here 6 months a year,
right?
Get over it, get on board, or get out would be my thing.
Yeah, well, and look, you went into the Packers Hall of Fame with our friend Ryan Longwell, who got – this is this kind of sensitivity we're talking about. He and Sarah used to eat at the Applebee's on Oneida Street all the time. It wasn't like – was it a little bit derogatory? Yes, but remember how angry people were at Ryan for saying that? So your point about the sensitivity
is true. There's no doubt because we want to be viewed as the mecca of football. And for most football fans, this is a destination you want to come. And if you don't want to live here full time, fine.
Right.
You don't have to sewer
Good.
Either. Well, you don't have to sewer things either, you know? So I get it. We are probably more sensitive than we need to be. I'm going to move it along.
Well,
but
last,
I am no longer am I going to
move it along.
No longer am I going to be sitting here and saying, how dare he say that? Let him, and then be done.
When,
out of his town. You know, that's
you
a
go.
Damn rare thing these days.
I agree.
When we talk about Tucker Kraft, who is playing pickleball at the Pickler and spending his off season here. His wife is pregnant. Their baby is going to be born.
He's building
in Green Bay,
saunas.
Wisconsin.
Yep.
Are those guys rare? You obviously were a Wisconsin guy.
I don't think
at the
so.
Start.
When you start looking at it, I'm not telling every player they need to live in Green Bay when they're done. No, that is not what I'm saying. But when you're here, this place embraces you.
That's true.
And I've seen this numerous times. You are very smart to embrace back. The guys that do, they're rewarded handsomely. This isn't rocket science. Embrace back where you're being embraced.
Well, another guy that is proud of his town and proud of his community and proud to be a Wisconsinite is our friend David Gruber, who's been with us from the very beginning. Gruber Law says one call, that's all. Again, I've told you this a million times now. I hope you never have to call him, because then you haven't been seriously injured in an accident. But if you have been, there is only one call to make. He is a Wisconsin institution, and his team is the best in the business. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Gruber Law says one call. That's all. More Wilde and Tausch live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field on Draft Day 2025. Stick around.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar. These days I don't know where you are, but I get to keep these memories forever.
Wilde and Tausch rolls on from the Tundra Trio in advance of tonight's first round of the NFL Draft. There was some breaking news. You heard Riley, if you're listening on ESPN Madison, mention it in his SportsCenter. Sham Sharania reporting that the Bucks have reached an agreement on a contract extension with John Horst.
Your buddy.
I think his first media interview was with us.
Yeah.
After he got the job, we were at the AmFam Championship. And
has he done a
big
good job?
Bucks show.
Has he done a good job?
He put together a NBA championship team, so sure.
Okay.
More titles than Goody.
Good point.
Not as many John Horst stands as there are Goody stands on our panel. But, yeah, look, he'll be defined.
Well, he didn't draft Giannis, so.
He didn't. That's true. And the NFC championship games that the Packers reached were with a quarterback that Goody didn't draft.
Agreed. So.
All right, well, he will be making a selection tonight, barring trading out of the first round entirely, which Mark Murphy predicted they would get booed if they did that. I'm not sure I agree with that assessment, but maybe. I am curious, Tausch, have you settled on your guy, your Vontae Mack, for the Packers tonight?
I have. I kind of came to the grips, and it really hit me when you made that comment last week about the receiver position and drafting a first-round wideout. And I know Green Bay doesn't do it very often. And I know we've had a ton of success with second, third, seventh. Been a lot of successful, great wide receivers through here. Mm-hmm. Now you can say, well, is it the quarterback? It doesn't matter. It's been a very effective way that the Packers have handled their business. And you don't want to get caught up and say, well, this is how we always have done things around here. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. Last year wasn't good enough. It wasn't good enough at that position, and that does not say these guys don't get a chance to redeem themselves. But Ronald Reagan it.
Let's trust but verify.
We're not getting the verification yet, so if it gets verified, great. If there is a guy, and I know this is going to be a fun little thing, and I know Packer fans are going to be watching, and every time a wideout comes off the board, if it's your guy from Arizona, Cat from Ohio State, Golden from Texas, however this shakes out, if all of those guys go, and I think Dallas is going to be a critical spot, mm-hmm. There's been part, you know, people have talked about them drafting an O-lineman. If they go wideout, and it ends up being
Teteroa McMillan.
If that's who they end up going with, that's obviously somebody Green Bay has put a lot of time and effort in.
Showing them a lot of love.
I don't think we're going to get there. And if that's the case, I think all things, then you're looking, and it seems like everybody is all in on this corner. Is it the corner
Maxwell
from?
Maxwell Hairston.
Hairston.
From Kentucky.
And if that happens, I think everybody will be okay with that. But it just doesn't seem like we've gotten that right. We've said last year it was all Cooper DeJean and all. I think if it's a corner or a wideout, Packer fans are going to be excited. I would like to see the burner. I want to see some speed, especially the fact that Watson's going to miss some time. If you can find that guy at 23, I'm all in. And if it is going to be Golden, which is where we've seen, I think, two or three of the last mocks from people that look like they know or have had good track records, that would be the guy. I want Green Bay to draft a first-round wideout, and I hope that we end up going 3 for 5 with Hall of Fame players being drafted in the Super Bowl era first at the wide receiver position.
So is there a position, like, all right, and let's take quarterback. They're not taking Shedeur Sanders.
They're not.
You and I actually agree on the idea that if there is a running back who's too good to pass up, and look, Ashton
Davenport is going to be the guy that might be there.
I don't think that they will go there, but I don't think you can rule that out. Is there a position that Goody can go tonight that is not going to get booed like the Justin Harrell pick in 2007 when Ted had a deal with that at the draft party?
There, but fans ended up being right about that.
They were. Is there a position that they could pick that Packers fans will be meh or worse, legitimately disappointed?
No.
Even if they pick another offensive tackle.
No, I mean, you could be disappointed, but I think Packer fans also, we need to be better up front. Mm-hmm. The fans want certain things, and they're going to want corner, they're going to want edge, or they're going to want wide out. And if it's not that, I'm sure there'll be a little bit of like, who's that? Just wait, what? And unless it's quarterback or a specialist, I just think this team, where it's at, could use a great player. And I don't care where that ends up being. I think the only other spot I would say is safety, just because I think that's the one spot.
It's so well stocked.
You feel like it's super solidified, but we've seen this movie before. We don't need a wideout. And next thing you know, you got Jeff Janis running down trying to make plays at the end, and you can't run a two-point play because you don't have enough guys. So find a great football player. It's not easy. I understand that. But don't get caught up, and I know Goody isn't going to get caught up. Well, the fans are not going to like this one. It's not going to be part of the equation.
All right, I want to get into a little bit more about the draft and what could happen tonight. I do want to explore the idea because you made the comment when we were talking with Chris Canty and Evan Cohen about there is a feeling that there is a drop-off in the first round of guys that are worthy of being a first-round pick. Well, there's going to be 32 people that get picked in the first round, whether you think they are first round graded or not. But if that drop-off occurs and Goody doesn't have one on his board that he thinks is deserving, if he's got a trade partner, does he move back? And on the flip side, if he's looking at his board and saying, I don't have guys that are worthy of the 23rd pick, I'm going to go up and get one that I know is worthy of being a first-round pick. That's the intrigue for me tonight that I'm very eager to see if it's going to play out that way. We will get to some of those thoughts coming up.
It just feels like it'd be much more apt to trade back.
I agree. I have a hard time envisioning him giving up assets when he doesn't have that many assets.
And he wants more assets.
Correct. You probably have more assets than you did before you played Prize Picks because you had a good day.
I had a great NBA day. Now the draft. There's a little fun, a little promo going. It's free to play. And here is my lineup for tonight. Ashton Jeanty, draft position, 6.5. Oh, take less all day on that. Travis Hunter, I believe, is going 2. The more or less is at 2.5. So I feel great about that. And then here's the tricky one that I'm doing. Mel Kiper says update. Just the word update.
Now, update or upside?
Upside.
Upside is what I saw.
Thanks for correcting
me. I'm taking the less on update.
Upside, which of course is a big draft vernacular term. 3.5. Jesse, I went more on that because there's a lot of players that need a lot of upside. And the fun part is Prize Picks is free to play tonight on that. And it has over 10 million members. Billions of dollars in awarded winnings and simple to play, more or less. You can play games. You can do the draft. You got it all with all the NHL, NBA. Don't miss out on your chance to cash in up to 2,000 times your cash on Prize Picks. Download the app. Use that code WI, and you get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, use code WI for the great state of Wisconsin, where the draft is being held tonight. Get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
More Wilde and Tausch live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field. Stick around. Jesse Nelson in the Hunter Cove. This is really nice. If I stand in just the right spot, I've got the heat blowing on me.
You look good, man.
We need one of these.
Need one of
what? Is it in this facility? This outdoor-indoor facility.
You know we have this up here throughout the season.
We do, but I don't think it
not
has
not this
a,
one.
It's not quite like this.
Oh, why don't you pony up and buy this one then?
Well, they're using this one.
You think I could get it on Facebook Marketplace like my hangers?
You never know. Trade. You could be in the mood to trade. some things.
Well, speaking of trades, what a setup by you.
I don't want Pickens under any circumstance.
So,
don't want him.
So I don't understand. And, again, I don't know how these stories proliferate.
Schultz, the Starbucks dude.
Schultzy, yeah. But I don't, like, I would love to know his sourcing.
Does he have to
this.
Drink at Starbucks? Does he have to get every coffee at Starbucks? Mm-hmm. And does he get free coffee?
I wonder if he's here, and I wonder if he's been to our Caribou that we have here in Green Bay.
Well, I'm just curious because obviously his dad owns all the Starbucks. Does he have to have
Starbucks?
I don't
know the franchising policy there, so I don't know. But
so, like, I would never, if somebody comes up and gives me a beer that's not a Coors Light, I am not having it.
It's entrapment.
I would think he's not going to drink a coffee that ain't Starbucks. He's not going to fight other beat guys if it's not at Starbucks.
He's not going to fight him at a Quick Trip. I don't know. That's a good question.
But he is. You asked why. That's why it's going. He put a report out.
No, I'm saying, who gave him that? He doesn't. He didn't make that up.
I'm guessing Pickens wants out of Pittsburgh.
Correct. And the Packers component. For those that don't know,
because
what we're talking
the Packers
about,
are interested in Metcalf. The Packers are looking for a wideout. That's why.
I am skeptical of the fact that the Packers would want him. I understand he's fast. I understand that Christian Watson will not be available until November because I'm a doctor. So they do need someone there, and it's very possible that tonight your guy, Matthew Golden, Ohio State's Emeka Abuka, mm-hmm. and my guy, Teteroa McMillan, will be gone, and the Packers will not take a first-round wide receiver.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to get Jack Besh in the second round, or who is the guy that Mel Kiper talked to us about from TCU. That doesn't mean they won't get a wide receiver during the course of the draft, but if they don't get a first-round guy who's going to be your number one because you've basically said, hey, we traded up to get this guy or we drafted him in the first round, that sends the message he's going to be your number one. If they don't do that, I assume folks are putting together the picture and saying, well, Pickens would make
sense.
Reading
the breadcrumbs is what you're saying. Yeah, I understand all of that.
But I just don't think he makes sense for the Green Bay Packers.
And why?
Because it doesn't strike – if we hear Goody and we hear LaFleur talk about the chemistry of the locker room and standards over feelings and all the things – The love the game, all the other stuff.
The dude's a playmaker when he's out there.
He is. I think he comes with other baggage, though. Right? There have been issues in Pittsburgh.
There's a couple of issues. Oh, God. A Viking skull?
No.
Get him out of here. Get out of here with that. None of that skull. Get out of here.
We are welcoming all
no,
fan
no,
bases
no,
of 32
no skull.
Teams.
No. No skull. No, we're not doing that.
Mark Couchard, Packers legend.
I do love
that.
The fact there's Vikings fans. I love it. It's great.
Clearly.
Jersey's all over the place. No, you got to have a little fun with the old scholars. Where was I? Pickens.
Indeed.
And the issue is, A, there are things to be concerned about. He is a great talent. Has he put it together and been consistent? No. He's made plays, but has he done it consistently? You're going to give up draft capital and pay that man his money? He's going to want more than DK
Metcalf.
Right.
It's the same scenario, basically.
And if I'm going to do that, now, if you're saying that's Justin Jefferson, you're saying that's Ja'Marr Chase, you're saying it's T. Higgins. I'm on board with that, opening that up. I am not going to do that with somebody that the Pittsburgh Steelers are looking at saying, I'd rather trade him.
Mm-hmm.
That should be.
But you've always said that about free agency too. No, why are you letting a guy? There's a reason why a team's letting a guy.
I didn't say that
about
Xavier McKinney.
Unless it's Xavier McKinney, which is still unbelievable to explain.
So there are sometimes there's
George Pickens is not Xavier McKinney. You can see why the Steelers would be willing to let him out of their building.
Yeah. And I don't want him. I don't want him here. All of the things you can say. We need a guy that he's got the skill set that you're looking for. Great. Don't want him. Don't want Tyreek Hill anywhere near here. Both guys don't have any interest. And would both guys help on Sundays? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not interested. Thank you. What's next?
And I don't think that's the kind of guy Matt LaFleur, despite his talent, wants either. I think Matt
if
LaFleur
they
likes
offer, if
guy.
Miami says, you know what, man, we can't afford Tyreek Hill, give us a fifth. Are you doing it?
No. No.
How about a seventh?
He's still going to have to pay him. Doesn't matter.
He's already getting paid.
Well, he's going to want to be paid more. I don't want that. If I'm Goody, if I'm LaFleur, they feel good about what they have. They want to augment it, but not with that. I don't think either one of those guys make any sense.
I wonder if Goody looks at this. And Pickens, I don't think either scenario. I think Miami, with everything that – if you start looking around at Tyreek Hill, there's a lot of issues there.
There is.
I think Packer fans would be open to a – if you're given a fifth-round pick for Tyreek Hill – I think Packer fans would be
so
very
wait, so
open.
You don't want Pickens, but you're
I don't. I don't want either. I'm saying Packer
but
fans.
But you're a Packers fan.
But I view things differently, too. I don't have to fall lock stock with what Packer fans think. Jesse, do you think Packer fans would say, yes, Tyreek Hill, give me him for a fifth? Would they do it?
For a fifth, Packers fans would get excited for Tyreek Hill because it's somebody that people know and they
well,
be
then
excited
you
about.
Then yeah. I would hope a Jason Wilde would write the full article on what you're getting. That's how I would hope.
I think I'm safe. I don't think I'll have to write a, here's what the Packers are getting after trading for Tyreek Hill. I don't believe that will occur.
I agree with you, but I think Miami wants to get rid of him.
Not for a fifth-round pick. That's
I think
crazy.
Miami wants to get rid of him.
One thing that you would have to do if you sign, if you traded for any of these guys is pay them, and then they'd get those giant checks from Associated Bank. But the good news for Tyreek Hill or for George Pickens, is that at least they would have great customer service from Associated Bank. They're the best in the business. They've got the awards to prove
Steve
it.
Steve Largent jersey. Give me old Steve Largent back in the day.
Thanks for interrupting me. I do think this is going to be fun to see all the different team jerseys all in one place. Like, we're obviously here on game days, and we see lots of opposing jerseys, but we never see the full spectrum
the
of all 32
jerseys.
I
think Tennessee Titans might be the least.
No, they'll be
Jaguars?
Here because they have number one. Remember that game we played when Tausch was on his road trip where he said we saw every state license plate except one? We should keep track and see how many
we've
don't
seen.
We've
seen every North Division, a lot of Dolphins, because the Dolphins jersey is a good-looking jersey.
I think I saw an Eagles earlier. So
there's
that
Cardinals
good.
Jerseys floating around.
I do think Steve Largent is in the lead for the best jersey
That's
I've
an
seen
awesome
so
jersey.
Far this morning.
I think that even though Tennessee's got the first pick, Tennessee, until they don't have Cam Ward jerseys out there yet, I don't think you're going to see many Tennessee Titans jerseys.
I see a 47 Packers jersey coming towards
John Ryan. The old linebacker.
Oh, not the punter.
No.
Well, John Ryan was the punter.
Jake Ryan.
Jake Ryan. Jake well, Ryan. Some called him John. You know, there's a lot of Johns that they call Jake.
Yeah?
Well, we call Associated Bank a great customer, a great partner. And if you're an Associated Bank customer, you know about their great customer service already. Plus, they're the official bank of the Packers. They've been with the Packers from the very beginning in 1919, and they've been with us from the very beginning of our show in 2016. Go to AssociatedBank.com. to find out more. Our friend Frank Caliendo scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch. On Monday, not a sound. On Wednesday, might get loud. On Friday, but on Saturday, we paint the town. Live from the Tundra Trio in the shadow of Lambeau Field. And joining us now, he was here.
Like right here?
Well, I don't know. Well, not in this little facility that we've got, but he was here at the build up to the draft, okay. And then I talked to him, and he said he wanted to come on the show, and then he left town. So I'm not sure how that worked, but we're happy to have him. He has been a good friend to our show, and I know he has a show of his own coming up in Appleton. It is Frank Caliendo on Wilde and Tausch. Frank, good morning. How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? I did it perfectly. I avoided you
smart.
In the physical presence and just made it so I would only call it. So I where are you guys today? You are where?
So we ESPN Wisconsin has a couple of houses that butt up against the parking lot of Lambeau. I think you've been here before, haven't you?
I've never been there, but I heard all about it when Craig, the big boss man, was putting that all together. I've heard phenomenal, incredible, phenomenal. Oh, arugula, that's how great it is. You get a breakdown, a great place to go to the game and see the game. There's a tremendous situation that ESPN Wisconsin has set up. Craig Karmason, you can't beat him. You'd be hard-pressed to tell me otherwise.
So I'm glad that you've already segued into voices because I'm going to be honest with you. I got some complaints about your most recent appearance on the show.
Okay.
Not complaints about you.
Boy, way to warm up. Hey, thanks for joining us, Frank.
Hold on, but
the best part is that's not, even no matter what comes next, is not the worst thing that's probably been said to me. So go ahead.
you've been a friend to us for a long time. I love it when you come on, but I am a process guy, and I am fascinated by how you put together different voices and add them to your repertoire. And the complaints I got were not about you. They were about me asking so many questions about your process as opposed to allowing you to actually do voices. So it wasn't a complaint about you at all. It was a complaint about me, which tends to be the case on our show.
It can't be the same every time. So I do appreciate that you mix it up. So it leaves people wanting more. Because some people do like that stuff where they do really like to hear about the process. And some are like, I don't care. I'm never going to, work on it myself. So it means nothing to me. Just let's start the music. Yeah, and start going. So either way, it works. You guys have done a bunch for me all the time, so I just do whatever, wherever the it's flowing, I go with the flow, man.
Well, speaking of doing a bunch for you, you've got a show coming up. If people want to see you in person, there's a great opportunity. When, where, and how is that?
Appleton is probably the closest to where you guys are, unless you reach all the way out to Des Moines, Iowa, which you might.
We're huge in Des Moines.
That's a joke,
Des Moines,
right?
Or no?
Des Moines?
We don't know either.
I don't know when people. But Appleton, Milwaukee sold out already, which is Sunday. Appleton, two of the shows are sold out. It's the Appleton Skyline Comedy Club, which is one of the first clubs I ever worked at when I first started out. So frankonstage.com will send you to their website. And like I said, there's one show Friday left and one show Saturday. The Saturday is almost completely sold out. So frankonstage.com brings you for this Friday and Saturday in Appleton at the Appleton Skyline Comedy Club. And Minneapolis would probably be the other one that's close, but that's sold out too. So Appleton's the only place.
Business is good.
Yeah,
that's great to hear.
Yeah. And that's sold out. We got one in L.A. That's sold out. But
Yeah, if I were sold out in L.A., man, I'm not calling you. If I'm that big, I'm not calling anybody.
That's fair.
Let's be honest.
I get it. So,
let's talk some Gruden, man. I'm talking over you. Let's talk John Gruden, man. You guys want to unbox some boxes? You want to do some unboxing? I just got some free box cutters, man.
It's not about dreams. It's about nightmares. I saw the clips of him going to kind of fire up the Wisconsin Badgers, which I love. How could you, as John Gruden, fire up the crowd for tonight's draft if you're a Packer fan?
I tell you what, man, we're looking for something special. If you're a Green Bay Packer fan, you do not want to see some sort of you want to see a premier type of player. You want a wide receiver. You want somebody that Jordan Love is going to be able to unleash the cannon on. You want somebody that's going to cut across the field, go down deep. You want a special player. But you're probably going to get somebody for defense.
Was there a point when both Mel Kiper and John Gruden were on the,
yeah,
on the draft
together. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Together.
Oh, yeah. Caliendo even did a draft special. Did a draft special talking to himself, and then John Gruden and Mel Kiper Jr. talking about a tremendous situation. It's like doing a puppet show, but there aren't any puppets. What do you think, John? I tell you what, man. I want to unbox you, Mel Kiper. I'd love to unbox that hair of yours. That's a tremendous look. Hey, you know, it's not as much hair as it used to be, but, you know, it's getting more of that Eddie Munster look for the older people, kind of a Count Chocula type of situation. But, you know, that's just what it helps us aid the aging process. Get there, done that, been there, done that. You'd be hard-pressed to tell me otherwise. Yeah, they were on for a while together.
Yeah, they did. That was good. Charles, did you – see, what did you think? What did you think when Shaq pooped his pants the other night?
Shaq's got to get to the bathroom quicker. That's the problem with this knucklehead. It's gonna be. You talk about getting that's. Shaq used to flush. That's a new kind of flush for Shaq. Come on, man. Come on. What is this all about? Get to the potty. Shaq got. I gotta take a Shaq. That's what I have to do. I have to take a Shaq.
So Jesse retired his Jay Gruden, which you were so nice to critique.
I tell you what,
a few
man.
Visits previous. He retired it because of obviously John Gruden kind of exiting the public square for a while. Have you reintegrated him into your shows because now he's kind of resurfaced, or did you keep him in the mix the whole time?
I took it out for because people just asked me to do terrible things, so I just wasn't doing it for a while. So I took it out, and I know John really well. So I took it out. I didn't take it out completely. I just kind of did little snippets real quick, and now it's full force. I mean, he is everywhere. Every single thing he does. Hey, can we get some content out of me changing my shoes? Kind of a Mr. Rogers neighborhood type of deal. How about me taking a golf club? That's about five videos, isn't it, man? We could do that. We could get a sponsor. We're going to get like seven sponsors. He's the only guy who's wearing a T-shirt for a different thing. He's got a brand deal for T-shirts while he's like golfing with somebody else's golf club. It's unbelievable how well he's done this. And he had texted me a while back. He goes, I'm new to this social media thing. I'm like, I think you'll get the hang of it. Not only did he get the hang of it, he's creating his own, like, he's got not only his own brand, he's the brand of everybody else's brand.
Right. I mean,
you just wait for, you guys tried this blue chew and you tried that, man? I tell you what, things are getting, I'm feeling nicey.
Uh-oh.
I'm
careful.
Feeling nicey.
Careful, I think you were going to go in a different direction. I think it was smart to veer back.
Oh, my God.
No, 100% of the time going nicey, man.
I tell you what, man, I'm happy to see you.
Frank, is there somebody that you, that is not.
Hold on a second. Is that a all
right,
shotgun
Johnny.
In your pocket?
Okay.
Is that a shotgun in your pocket, or are you going under center, man?
I don't know. You'll have to read the option. All right, so is there somebody that is not quite on the national scale that you've done that you want to kind of bring out? Is there? Or is it you? It has to be a name guy. Are you like your buddies? Do you have where you can impersonate your buddies, and that's a big thing?
Yeah, you can make them a character. So if you have somebody, you can set them up. The difference between an impression and a character is people just know who the impression is. There's not as much of a setup. So if you have an impression of a friend that has a really great point of view that you can do funny stuff with, you just set up the situations of your friend, because most people have a friend that they can relate to that type of situation or somebody similar. So it's all about setting it up more. And that's even what I do with some impressions I do now, is try to set them up more, because not everybody is watching the same stuff. You know, talking sports, there's a lot more of crossover appeal to, you know, from different brands of sports channels or whatever networks. People seem to know all the different insiders and that type of deal. But it wouldn't be the same as watching the Bravo audience, what they're watching, or what somebody on just who watches just general network television, CBS or ABC or something like that. So the setups become more important to create who the character is. And it's not about just doing lines from movies, which is what the old school vaudevillian way of doing an impression is. Mm-hmm. This is more finding a take with the person and acting out the situation based on who that person is. And if you set it up more, people who don't even know who that character is will laugh because or have a better chance to laugh because it's been set up properly.
Talking with our friend Frank Caliendo on Wilde and Tausch as we get ready for the first day of the NFL draft here in Green Bay. All right, Frank, I know you got a lot on your plate. Two things before we let you go. One, of all the things that you've done that I've loved, and we've obviously known each other a long time, we talked about Gruden earlier, the hard knocks of you coming in and doing Gruden while he's coaching the Raiders is still one of my all-time favorites. And he leans into it. I know, you know, you guys being friends. I'm curious, are there others that really embraced you doing them to that degree? And then at the other end of the spectrum, who are the ones, if there are any, who were like, no, this isn't funny. I don't like you doing me.
Well, Mel loves it. Mel Kiper. Totally, you know, anytime I would do it, he would call me after. Tremendous job. Really love what you do. Can you do Todd McShay? Can you do Todd? Can you do that? Like, he's too normal. What are you saying, Frank? You said I'm not normal? Yeah, what do you mean? Hold on. I'm going to take a slice of pumpkin pie and get out of my dungeon for a second. So he loved it. Berman was kind of like, I'm not sure if there's anything to do with me. Like, you don't want to tell him, but every single person at ESPN has a Chris Berman impression. I was just the one allowed to get away with it. Jim Rome never liked me, did not like me, not one bit, not even a tiny bit. Jaws, Jaworski, I watched 192 hours of videotape. That's what I truly believe. Jaws loved it, would invite me out to functions that he would have because he owns half of Philadelphia. Trying to think of some of the other people in sports. Madden really didn't like me at all. I think he eventually kind of liked me a little bit at the end because when I finally met him. Terry and the guys all liked it. Barkley loves it. Trying to think of some of the other people.
In politics, do those go over well or poorly?
You know, I've only done Trump. I did Trump with Trump like 15 years ago at Trump Tower. He got it and loved it. And the joke was, I've decided to run for president. I've decided to not run for president. I've decided to not run for president. Now I've decided to not run for president. And then he's like, are you running for president? I'm like, I don't know. So he got it. He had fun with it. At the time, I don't know if he would now, but so, you never know. I mean, another guy really likes Stephen A. Smith, and it was funny because I saw him at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and at that same Super Bowl, when he was walking by, somebody asked him who his favorite Stephen A. Smith impression was. He said, who is the best, and he said me, even though, you know, Jamie Foxx and with Jay Farrow have incredible, probably better than
right.
me. Farrow is probably better, but it was funny because he'd just seen me, so he said me, so there's so it's really funny that was going like mini viral of him saying that my impression was great. And of course, I latched onto it and didn't tell anybody he'd just seen me until now. So,
all right, last thing before we let you go and we promote one more of your very rarely not fully sold out shows that you've got on the schedule. One of the things I've seen you do so much in recent months is, and I know you've done it before that, but I think you're putting out even more social media content, is when you are going in rapid succession from one voice to another, and like 10 or 12 voices in a two-minute clip. Is that something that is a new development? And that just strikes me as incredibly hard. Is it much easier because you're good at what you do, or is that one of the harder things to try and make really good?
It's something I put out on social media in the last few years, but it's something I did as a kid even before I completely did impressions. I would do some impressions, reading a book, and have people call out names. I don't know if I have them anymore, but it would be stuff I did like high school or probably high school time, and it was on VHS tape. So you know it was old, that old, that it was VHS. So I just, one time I just decided, you know what, I'm going to do the same thing that I used to do. And I would have them do it with me every once in a while on talk shows or something, like Leno or something like that. We just call out the voice and then go to it. Because it's always, It's more amazing when somebody yells it out if they yell Gruden. I'll tell you what, man, Kuiper, talk about tremendous situation. John Madden, you know, you just go from that voice, Jeff Goldblum, who's saying my own name. How about that? To Robert Downey Jr. to I don't even know who else I do anymore. To Adam Schefter. To Jake Lazer, I don't even know.
So, we covered the gambit.
Yeah.
All right, well, as Frank Caliendo, tell us one more time, if you're up here in the Green Bay Fox Cities area and you want to see you this weekend, where am I going to get my tickets?
Templeton Skyline Comedy Club, frankonstage.com brings you there. It's there's a show left. There's tickets left on Friday and Saturday. Of the four shows, two of them are sold out already. So frankonstage.com, which is easier to spell than frankcaliendo.com, although Caliendo is the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. So at Frank C. Alien Do or frankonstage.com, Appleton, Wisconsin, this Friday and Saturday. I'll tell you what, little, when I was in Italy with Frank, I saw we had on the table spaghetti too. Why bruschetta? I almost forgot how to say bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
Frank, we love you, buddy. Thanks for making time for us.
Thanks, guys. Have fun out there.
He is one of one. It is always fun when we get to spend time with him. Tausch, he didn't do Tausch telling us about Coors Light. Mm. Jesse's the only one that does that imitation.
Mark Tauscher here.
Which I still – do you feel like that's close?
I don't care. Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It is only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Sub responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. I don't think it's bad.
A Golden? I'm not a Colorado.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I think Jesse obviously has heard it enough and he's mimicked it. I don't have a problem with it, Jesse. I don't think it's great, but I don't think it's terrible.
But you don't care.
I don't.
Which was also what you said. We care about the 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. It will begin in 2 minutes, so stick around.